Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, 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 Black and White sports fans. Charles Barkley, one of the greatest power forwards of all time, played for the Phoenix Suns, played for the Philadelphia 76ers, also played for my Houston Rockets. When his playing career was over with, he joined the media. He's been on TNT covering the NBA for quite a while now. And Charles is actually really, really good on Inside the NBA. Charles Barkley's funny. Him and Kenny Smith, Shaq, people actually do like them. People will tune in to Inside the NBA. But for some reason, guys, Charles Barkley thought, hey, it's a good idea for me to actually go over to CNN, a failing network, and have a show with Gayle King. Now, Barkley said the only reason why he actually did this show is to actually help Gayle King. That's it. Now, this show, King Charles, that's what was the name of the show, started, I believe, last fall. Last fall. And guess what, guys? Because I actually believe I did one video on this. Nobody watch. Nobody watch Charles Barkley outside of a basketball setting. Nobody cared. CNN is a failing network. The people on CNN, all they do is push left-wing propaganda. Now, the only thing that I know Charles Barkley from on this show is when he actually went after black Trump supporters. He said that he would actually punch a black Trump supporter in the face if he actually saw them wearing Donald Trump's mugshot. Yeah. Now, Trump and his support from the black community has been increasing. And of course, CNN cannot have that. So Charles Barkley must go on there and push left-wing propaganda, be anti-Trump, and tell black people, hey, I'll punch you. Yeah. Pretty ridiculous, man. Now, I believe that that was actually somebody on the right came out and said that. I believe that they would actually get fired. But Charles Barkley, now he didn't get fired. He didn't get fired until now. But it has nothing to do with that, I believe. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. CNN axes Charles Barkley and Gayle King's weekly show, King Charles, after 6 months. That's a wrap, guys. 6 total months. And the show is over with. The show is over with. This, in a way, guys, this kind of reminds me of, remember CNN Plus? It lasted for like 2 weeks and then they canceled it. This is kind of the equivalent of that right here. Nobody tuned into Charles Barkley on CNN. Nobody. Honestly, I didn't even know the name of the show at first until Barkley said something crazy, tell you the truth. Nobody was watching. I mean, he was way behind Gutfeld and others. Gutfeld, of course, is on Fox. and things really did bottom out for Barkley on his show. It says here, the CNN Weekly on Primetime Talk Show, co-hosted by basketball loudmouth Charles Barkley and CBS Morning Star Gayle King, has ended a six-month run that failed to produce ratings. Where have we actually heard this from before, guys? No show on CNN does well. None. The weekly on-call-in show, King Charles, which aired at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday nights, failed to generate more viewers than reruns of the sitcom Friends and episodes of South Park, man. Okay. Even though South Park is great. But South Park, old show. Anyway, it goes on. It says, it was the lowest rated primetime weeknight series debut for CNN in at least a decade. Wow. According to Nielsen. When the show launched in November, CNN said it planned to air it through the early spring. An industry source told the Post that the show was limited by Barkley's schedule. Now, I believe Barkley also said that he really didn't have any plans to actually do this show, but he only did it for Gayle King. That was pretty much it. Of course, you know, he's on Inside the NBA, and this is all happening during the NBA season. So, yeah, nobody watch. The NBA Hall of Famer could only do the show on Wednesdays due to his other commitments, namely his role as a co-host on the popular Inside the NBA on CNN's sister station TNT, according to a source close to the network. Barkley mentioned that his crowded schedule made it more difficult for the show to attract a loyal following. I'm willing to bet, guys, even if Barkley did this on full time, it would flop. Nobody wants to see Charles Barkley talk politics. They just don't. They don't want to do it. Look here. Since debuting in November, King Charles' viewership fell 20%. The first airing was watched by 500,000 total viewers and 139,000 in the advertiser coveted 25 to 54 age demographic, according to Nielsen. The show's January 31st episode failed to crack the 100,000 viewer threshold in the 25 to 54 demo, the first time it couldn't reach the six-figure mark, Nielsen numbers show. A CNN spokesperson said that the show was, quote, a great addition to CNN's lineup. Really? Okay. And that the viewership was among the youngest, most affluent, and most diverse audience in cable during its time slot. The spokesperson noted that King Charles attracted an audience that was 44% non-white, the most diverse viewership among the network's primetime shows, according to Nielsen's figure. See, this is the problem here, man. The woke's a word about, I guess, DIE, diversity, inclusion, equity, you know, the die stuff that's failing everywhere. They were happy about that. Think about that. And still, nobody watched. King Charles was the brainchild of Chris Litt, the former CNN boss, who was unceremoniously fired last year after an unflattering magazine profile portrayed him as a thin-skinned manager who alienated staffers and was jealous of their longing for his predecessor, Jeff Zucker. Now, look at this here. Its March 13th episode generated just 416,000 total viewers, a 17% drop compared to the 457,000 total viewers who tuned in a week prior, according to Nielsen's figures. In the 25 to 54 demo, the March 13th episode drew 43% fewer viewers compared to the premiere in late November, as well as a 52% drop in the 18 to 49 age demographic compared to the November 29th show. The 14 episodes that aired drew an average of 459,000 total viewers and 106,000 in the 25 to 54 demographic, according to Nielsen figures. King Charles was a distant third to his competitors. Now, check this out. Fox News is gutfeld. And the last word with Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC. Gutfeld averaged 2.2 million total viewers and 320,000 in the 25 to 54 demographic, the highest of all three cable news outlets, according to Nielsen. O'Donnell's show pulled in 1.5 million total viewers and 142,000 in the 25 to 54 demo, the Nielsen figures show. Yeah, so they got smoked. Let's just put it like that. Charles Barkley got smoked. And CNN knew that the jig was up. It was over with, man. This show was a massive failure. Nobody wants to see Charles Barkley outside of the NBA. Sports. He's great at what he does on TNT. We all know that. But he was brought over, I guess, to CNN because they're talking about all this diversity stuff. I guess the virtue signal. Maybe to keep black folks in their place when it comes to Trump. Because they're losing that battle, man, because Trump is actually gaining black support now. Wow. But what do you guys think of this? What do you guys make of King Charles? Charles Barkley got sat. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.